And with me this morning is County Commissioner Heidi Dukirk. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, let's start with the big announcement first.
Big announcement, huh?
Madam Chairman.
Oh, yeah, we had several people take oath of office, but I'm sure you're referring to that I'm Madam Chairman of the Board, and Commissioner Gamble is our Vice Chair.
Uh-huh. Yes, so the oath of office was, this is the first meeting for Frank Moe and Jan Sievertson and Ginny Starley.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you swore in as County Attorney Molly Hicken and Pat Eliason as Sheriff. Otherwise, it looked like kind of business as usual, the usual thing, like we don't necessarily have to go down and talk about travel and mileage reimbursement and all that fancy stuff, but is there anything in particular that stands out?
Actually, there is.
Okay.
We have a resolution in our packet, and the previous board, which sometimes there isn't a previous board, but obviously, you know, we elected three new people in this one, sets the budget, and we have to have that finalized at the end of December. And then the first meeting in January, we have a resolution where it basically states that our auditor's office takes your property tax and then pays out to the entities that we approve their budget.
Mm-hmm.
And that was not a slam dunk. We did not have an all A's on that.
Oh, really?
Because some of the new commissioners weren't part of the budget process, and so we had some nay votes.
Oh, what does that mean exactly?
If it had been a nay vote, then Brady would have had to come back in with a new resolution, and maybe we would have had to break it out and hash it out. But we have to pass it. We passed the budget. We're bound to do it. But it was just interesting that we had commissioners that said, "No, I didn't like how this was done, and so I'm not going to support it."
So get a little specific on that. What are the things that they wouldn't want to support?
No one got specific, but I can tell you what are the items that are paid out is the special taxing district, which is the hospital and the school, and they have taxing authority, so we can't say no to them. We have our fire departments, which we approved all of their budgets, and then the big ones that I'm just speaking for other ones that haven't said, are the EDA is on this list. And so I think some of them thought, you know, maybe if we say no, we're not going to pay this out, then they won't get their levy dollars.
But you had to submit that as a part of your budget.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So how
But this is the next process where we give the authority to our office to take your tax dollars when they come in and pay those entities out. So
even though it's in the budget, you can... Oh, it's one of those deals, appropriation versus payout.
Mm-hmm.
You can appropriate all kinds of money, but if you don't pay it out...
Yep. Which is part of why we need a fund balance, because we... In the previous year, we're going to say that we pay for all of these items, but if we have sequestration or we don't get our state funding, we've said we're going to do this. So somehow we have to pay for it.
So who's hanging on this one? I mean, is anybody worried about this at this point? Or I mean,
no.
If I talk to Mark Sanbo next week, is he going to implode on me or what?
I don't think so, because it was approved. But I think it's part of the new board coming in and saying, you know, we're not just going to walk in and say okay to everything.
So in other words, even the money's been approved.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the budget.
Mm-hmm.
The budget is sitting down in the Bureau of Revenue in St. Paul. I mean, you had to do that in order to meet the law. But it sounds like, or what I'm hearing, is that some entities that are in that funding that will receive a part of the levy might have to go through a process.
They won't now because it passed, but it was.
But in order to get their money, they may maybe some of the new commissioners want to talk about it more in depth.
We are, as a board chair, luckily I get to kind of have some decisions and set up the meetings, and I want to start now on the 2016 budget, and I want everyone that's not a county entity that we aren't required to support to understand before we get started, because it's been extremely difficult for the last couple of years for non-mandated and nonprofits to sit there biting their teeth and waiting till the last minute. And again, this year at the last minute, we cut money to people, and I don't think that's fair. It's difficult to pay it out when we're pulling taxpayer dollars, and it's hard to pick and choose. But to wait until December 16th or December 30th and say, okay, well, we've decided you're not going to get this or you're not going to get that, and sorry, but you're going to have to refigure out your budget. And a lot of the nonprofits' years end in June. So
right,
I want them to know before June, what is this board thinking? What is our policy and how are we going to move forward? Because we pay out almost $500,000 to those entities.
So while things may not necessarily change, although if I know local government a little bit, I imagine there's going to be some discussion about it. But even though you might not be able to change it, you can alter what you do in the next budget.
We can.
Yeah, and that's
what you're
telling me.
And we can be more fair, and we can be more reasonable, and we can be upfront and a lot more transparent.
So what is a Dukirk administration going to look like?
Lots of pink.
Okay, we'll look forward to that. One more thing before I let you go, because I know you've got a meeting coming up here, which is why you're in the studio with me and not on the phone. Recruitment of a county administrator. Where are we standing on that?
Well, we are not going to just automatically hire the consultant that we had last time.
Yeah, there was some resistance to that.
There is, only because the quote that came in for that was identical to the previous quote we had from him, and a lot of the work is already done.
Right.
It's only been a year. Not much has changed that I'm aware of, but we're having the department heads hopefully come in at the next meeting on Tuesday and let us know how the administrator worked for them, what did the previous board get right in hiring this administrator, what things were lacking or missing that we need to make sure we don't miss this time, and then move forward. And I've kind of made it clear to the new commissioners that this isn't a six-month discussion process, because we need to get this application out. It's going to take weeks to have it out and posted, and then it's going to take weeks to get those applicants in and do the interviews. I mean, we're already looking at May. If I estimate right.
And Jay was well accepted by the staff and seemed to be well on the way toward making some real improvements. And you don't want to lose that momentum.
We don't. But he wasn't perfect. And so we need to take an honest look at that and hear what the staff has to say. But I have yet to hear anyone that didn't think he was perfect. So it's going to be tough.
It's tough to find perfect twice in a row.
Yes.
Okay. Good luck in your chairmanship for the Cook County Board. And should be a very interesting year with new commissioners on board and all kinds of things happening. And county government doesn't get any less complex.
No, but I'm very, very excited. We have wonderful people on our board, and I can't wait to represent and support them and get the community more involved.
Good. Thank you very much.
Thank you.